During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
He was training for Drake his whole career. So even now with those slick shots, if you're asking me, I still believe those slick shots that he's throwing to literally be at Drake, because you can tell it ain't at Kendrick. And he always says the big three, process of elimination, says what? They have to be going at Drake. He's like one of those guys that they put in the ring that's like, hey, we're making you for Tyson in his mind. I believe Drake to be the intimate threat when he was on his way up, and all his skill set started to gear more towards being able to compete with that kind of style, not this kind of style that Kendrick's able to exhibit. I want people at the helm, at the cutting edge of this culture, to always remember that your moves not only win games, it changes the game. Lil Wayne came out in a time where he was undervalued in the market and said that I'm the best rapper alive, while Jay-Z was over there going platinum. Because it stood for more than just Wayne, it stood for the South. And so I'm looking for J. Cole to give us that spirit, because that's the only way the South get to come up in the conversation, if you ask me. Put it all on the line for hip hop, go all the way for hip hop, ruin your sanity for hip hop. Disturb your peace for hip hop. These niggas will tell you do all that and they'll leave you like they did G Dep. Wale took a picture with someone that Meek Mill clearly has an issue with. I think his name is Dean. He's been on Academics show exposing Meek Mill. He was one of his guys. And a lot of times how you get verified, you can sneak by if a lot of niggas around you verify. That's how they sneak by. They sneak in with a bunch of real and they sneak by. Can you turn your homeboys into haters? Money brings attention. The attention that comes with money, some people have good intention, some people have bad intention, right? It brings attention. You better take notice to intention. So the attention that it brings a lot of people around you. What'll happen is you'll have your homeboy next to you and you don't leave him nothing else to do but hate on you. See, you got a bunch of people around you for no reason. That's why I don't be having a whole bunch of niggas around me. What else they gonna do but hate on me?
Yo, let's take a break from the show. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks, the number one daily fantasy sports app in North America. Yeah, I said it, I meant it. It's on the flow. Get it. It's on the flow at Prize Picks. Get it. It's on the flow at Prize Picks. Let me explain something to you. They turning $10 into $1,000 at Prize Picks. You use my code IUTP and you a new sign up. Man, guess what? We shoot something to you. Put something on the name, not the game, and put something in your bank. You hear me? Man, listen, pick up what I'm putting down, man. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. All you got to do is test your skills. You ran with Steph Curry, put yours on Steph Curry. You ran with LeBron, put yours on LeBron. You ran with Saquon Barkley, put yours on. Yeah, that's how it go. Caitlin Clark, put yours on, right? And if you support me, this video, this episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. Do yourself a favor. Sign up right now, prizepicks.com. Use my code IUTP. Ain't nothing bigger than this airplane. It's up there. Let's get back to the show.
Let me give you part two of my J. Cole take. Because I cut it off and I felt like, yo, I still got a little bit more I can say. So, again, thank you guys for being here. If you're here on Patreon, I really appreciate you. A member on YouTube, I appreciate you. Not sure how any other way you'll get this piece of content, but whatever way you stumbled up on it, I appreciate you because you found interest in the kid. J. Cole apology. A lot of people around the culture is having mixed feelings about it. I've seen a couple reactions, so I want to add to those. My reaction to the reactions, right? So you have Styles P that says battle doesn't live that way. You got Joe Budden saying something. Charlamagne applauding J. Cole because it's basically like, yo, with that diss, we kind of felt like you didn't really want to dance anyway. It was evident. It was apparent, right? So you deal with that. You deal with Charleston White saying that, you know, he has a good heart. You frame these things in hip hop, right? And so now my conversation running alongside all of those reactions today will be a different, I'll try to take a different angle. Number one, J. Cole, me and Simba argued about this. Shout out to Simba. I went toe to toe with Simba trying to put J. Cole in a position to say they got J. Cole messed up. And I'm not sure why they looking at J. Cole as if he can't get out there and dance with them boys. He gonna be the one to surprise them. This is my argument, right? J. Cole is someone that comes from the South. Today, I'm going to try to help J. Cole with understanding that nothing big is done alone. I got a unique perspective because as soon as the Kendrick Lamar diss dropped, I was out on the West Coast. So I had interaction with some of the guys on the West Coast that matter. They got a voice in the culture. And so they strong about Kendrick. Like, we was going at it. Because for me, I'm always say, they better neutralize Pluto because he the boy that seemed to be bulletproof when it come to all of this corny talk, all of this broke talk. Like, I don't know what you're going to be able to do. And he locked in with Metro. That's going to be the neutralizer. Why they all think everything going to be rapidy, right? So that's my position. Cole, I put him out there. And I try to tell people to be careful when you bark up some of these trees. You know, people in the culture always say, don't bark up that tree. That tree might fall on you, right? Jay-Z is known for having that quote.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough. but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected. Whether you're at home or on the go, you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. Connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G4U.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
In one of his lyrics, sometimes the tree is rooted so deep. And it's such a big tree. It's such a big deal. Nigga, the branches shaking off this tree will kill you. I bury you niggas with the branches of this tree. I don't work so hard on this tree. It's rooted, man. So you come shaking this tree. Before the tree come down, some of these branches going to come falling off. And so many branches. So many businesses attached to it. So many people love it. So many people engage with it. So many people live, die by it, right? So it's like attacking this, these branches will fall on you and bury you. J. Cole got in a position to where he instantly bagged out of the competition. Today, I'm not going to be as harsh on J. Cole doing what was best for him because I understand protecting your mental health, but I am going to bring some things to the forefront that may be uncomfortable if he ever runs across this video. Earlier, you heard me tell you guys that he was training for Drake his whole career. So even now with those slick shots, if you're asking me, I still believe those slick shots that he's throwing to literally be at Drake, because you can tell it ain't at Kendrick. And he always says the big three, process of elimination, says what? They have to be going at Drake. This is my narrative. On top of that, all of those disses are interesting when you look back on them, because I know half of the culture, not even just in rap. I'm talking about in the hood, everywhere in this culture. Half of this shit, they beat you on bravado. So they try to beat you with bravado. That's why you're him. They don't want to test me, dog. And you know, it's like swatting a fly and out, right? Because it's a bravado match. I remember being in a position one time and an old head in jail told me, said, man, these dudes don't really want to hurt each other. It's just be people looking. It's just a lot going on. They kind of force their hand. But if you go in the room and lock the door and say, let's do it, me and you right here, nobody going to see it. Best man come out. A lot of these guys going to find a way to talk their way out of those scenarios. And so I took that and I've always looked at it. And I remember the first time I put that to test. And I was always willing if I go there because they had me fooled thinking that going there, everybody's willing to go there until I went there and figured out ain't nobody else here. I went all the way and figured out I'm the only one out here. So now this is a game. This is a trick they play, right? And so with rap, you see that same kind of thing. It just morphed into they try to whoop you with the bravado. Hopefully, I rap over here good enough to where you see that, man, I don't really want it with Cole. In regards to Cole's mental health, right? Because I understand that you do have to be considerate. Everybody can't navigate because it is chaos and conflict, and you got to be considerate of everyone's mental health. But it'll lead you to believe that someone has been doing something that doesn't contribute to a part of the game that should be developed, at least in this facet. Again, I'll double down. I believe he's been in the gym waiting on Drake. He's like one of those guys that they put in the ring that's like, hey, we're making you for Tyson in his mind. I believe Drake to be the intimate threat when he was on his way up and all his skill set started to gear more towards being able to compete with that kind of style, not this kind of style that Kendrick's able to exhibit. But when Cole lays down in this instance, he don't understand that not only do we lay down for his career, whatever he has going on and protect his mental health, he lay down for the entire South. I want to be clear because I'm not someone that's just talking. Let's do some history. When we deal with the entertainment business as a whole, as it pertains to media and people who tend to be at the forefront of creating the narratives about who, what, when, and where in this culture, sometimes we have these just bleeps of history that you don't know. It just popped up with Jay-Z on a boat with Big Pimpin', right? There's stories to go along with some of these things that I think are not told in a way that represents the South's impact in this whole game as a whole. Let's set that to the side for a second and just deal with Cole. Think about media. Think about the South. I remember there was a time when I was young, Lil Wayne was rapping better than everybody in the world. It wasn't even up for debate. It was a clear landslide that anyone that grabs a mic, Wayne is out rapping them. And that go for the big three that go for that time. That go for your Jays, your Nas's, whoever grabbed the mic at that time when Lil Wayne was running around smoking shit, they knew what it was. Now, the interesting thing is, as I view it from the South, is, yo, they didn't want to give Wayne his bread. They didn't want to give Wayne his credit. And so what do you see Wayne do? In a time when he could have went and signed with Jay-Z. At a time when he was trying to respect Jay, but he would let it be, I'm the best, the last name Carter, the best rapper alive. That don't dispute or exclude nobody. Lil Wayne came out in a time where he was undervalued in the market and said that I'm the best rapper alive while Jay-Z was over there going platinum. Jay-Z was on his way really out the game or doing what he kind of do, you know, trying to still dictate culture doing his thing. But Wayne wasn't laying down for that because it stood for more than just Wayne. It stood for the South. So what he had to do, oh, they ain't going to give it to me just because I'm rapping more. I'm rapping better. I'm using his beats. I remember when he went and jumped on that Carolina Blue Benz and smoked that. And everybody in rap know that that particular beat and flow and style that Jay did on that was like classic. So Wayne started to grab them classic beats, jacking for beats, and start smoking them classic beats in the middle of them trying to dispute the fact that he one of the best rappers alive. And so I'm looking for J. Cole to give us that spirit, because that's the only way the South get to come up in the conversation, if you ask me. Right? When we talk about pure talent, it couldn't even be disputed what Wayne was at that time. I think it's absurd to think that Kendrick doesn't know that if he lays down, that's an L for the West Coast. That's an L for Compton. You speak for the dudes under you, right? The dudes that come from Fayetteville. If you even know, right, how this works, that's why I be so loud and it look like I'm rattled up, right? Because I'm in an industry where I got to protect my interests and also do business, but be loud about what I'm witnessing, because I'm lighting the room. Even if I can't figure it out, it's a nigga behind me picking up some of these driplets that's going to say Loon taught me that. Loon helped me figure that out just by as he was going through it. Here's the thing. If you're in this business, you know how this works. If you're in this culture, you know how this works. I remember a time where Hurricane Katrina had happened. And everybody that came from New Orleans, Louisiana, no matter where they went, if you wasn't in the streets for real, you just kind of gave them the rep of what New Orleans had at that time, like murder capital of the world. Oh, man, nigga crazy. Oh, man, you come from New Orleans, them nigga, they're crazy, boy. But I got people that I love from New Orleans, so I know, you know what I'm saying? I know certain things and certain individuals and how it's rocking and who is what and what areas and certain things, but there will be squares that will cloak themselves behind the New Orleans thing, the New York thing, the same thing with Chicago. You can be a Chance the Rapper coming out of Chicago, but if it ain't clear as it can be, somewhere in a boardroom or in an executive meeting, somebody can say that them Chicago guys are kind of crazy. They might go to jail. They might die because of the resume, the reputation, right? Tie that back to J. Cole. With you bowing out like that, if hip-hop ever gets truly competitive, whoever comes from that area now has that chink in their armor, that people from that area. And that's why I zoom out and say, even for the South, again, in contrast to Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne went and got on them kind of beats, they tempos. Oh, so y'all want to say it's the beats that's carrying me? Hey, yo, y'all shoot me some beats. That start getting on pure New York style beats, smoking shit. It had came undeniable. In my opinion, you saw T.I. have to grab and snatch his position. I'm king of the South. Now, his doesn't threaten the rest of the market in the same way that Wayne did. But from the South, we got to fight for position every single time. Even though we the most influential, the industry still lives in certain places. We haven't built certain things in a way where we reflective in some of these conversations, and that's what we're trying to help with. But check this out. I'm from the South. When J. Cole gets into it, he apologizes. I say to myself, man, damn, man. And so when J. Cole see this, if he happens to see this, it's imperative that you know how effective that was that you just done. And I know you protecting your mental health, because it's chaos and conflict. It gets extremely hard and difficult. But those shots and this competitive sport that we're in, it calls for you to represent not only yourself, your legacy, and your brand, but even the guys that come from the region you come from, let alone the state and city, because whoever come out of that city now got to deal with that. If it gets competitive, if it's lovey-dovey, then they never have to deal with it. I want people at the helm, at the cutting edge of this culture, to always remember that your moves not only win games, it changes the game. And see, this is the thing about people like a J. Cole or some of these guys that really, in my opinion, go from chasing the spotlight to controlling the spotlight. And because their behavior don't change, it kind of still seems why they have the spotlight, they're still chasing the spotlight. There was no reason for you to be throwing shots like that unless they was at the boy. There only can be three. It was only three of y'all. You mentioned it 25 times. That clearly your shots clearly haven't been going at Kendrick. They had to been going at Drake. It just so happened Drake neutralized you. I think that J. Cole on Hit It in the Morning with Drake figured out that I might be closer to this dude than I think. I may be closer to being able to do what he does in the booth than I think. If I can just work on it, I can live over here where he's living at. He's about to change the game to over here and try to beat us with this, but I'm going to get us. I'm going to be able to do this. The Kendrick thing is different. I think it just tampers with the integrity of your brand at this point, right? When you someone like J. Cole, because in my opinion, talented individual. And again, protect your mental health. That's your business. To jump out there like that and then had to pull it back, and the way you pulled it back, it just damages the integrity of the brand a little bit. But preserve your soul, right? Because I also hear a side of media that I'm not going to agree with. You know, I was just disappointed. I was disappointed in Cole, man. Trust me, I know the fight. I know how suckerish this game is when you get into some of these things that they try to frame as combat. If you understand, right, if you just pay close attention, you'll notice how they frame me. And because I'm in media, I have a green light to speak about everything. See, you got to remember, Cole, I know how many verses Bun B had to do when he was rapping this at the gym for 15 years before he started even getting recognized because of the slang and the twang, right? And this ain't about division. This is about helping Cole understand that it meant more than just your career and you bowing out. It meant something as it pertains to hip hop. There's a deeper conversation to be had about not only do your home runs win the games, your strikeouts lose the games. And who do I think understood that when he sat on his own? When he was by himself, all the label mates had left, the business had got shaky. He stood up on the hill and said, nigga, they left me by myself, and I went to the gym, and I got better than everybody. I'm the best rapper in the world. And when they pushed back, and they said, no, Jay-Z still doing his thing, Lil Wayne. You don't remember? Jay-Z is still out there. And he started throwing more shots in his lyrics. Man, listen, when you talk about Carter, who you dealing with?
Yo.
And in the midst of it all, in the midst of it all, he come out the smoke. When they say, yo, Jay-Z, shout out to Jay. Jay was doing his thing. But when he come from the South, who we talking about?
Hello.
I'm talking about in the midst of it. You got Wayne jump out the... He jumped right out the plane on niggas. Talk to me nice.
Yeah, to you forever, from me to you. I heard somebody say, Judge, I'ma need a suit. I'ma need a coupe. I won't need a roof. Flyer than Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I got the flow, I'm trying to see the roof. Didn't wear bulletproof, so I got shot and you can see the proof. Blind eyes can look at me and see the truth. Wonder if Stevie do, but I'ma leave it to God, not Beaver, neither you.
Again, sometimes, man, you know, you're looking forward to that. Not even if he gotta be, because nobody really stepped in front of dude when he was out there like that. It was just so painfully obvious that whatever style, whatever beat, whatever you want to do. And Cole was giving resemblance of that, and I was applauding from the South, like, yeah, show them that we ain't just got to get on trap beats. And he kind of birthed the genre. He kind of helped birth a genre off of Kanye and off of Drake. He kind of lived in this space that they said, oh, but he from the South. He from Fayetteville. He from, oh, shit, from the South, get on like that? Exactly. And so it was a good representation. But again, you seen what Wayne done. But I also want to be clear too, though, right? Because everything ain't peaches and cream with hip hop. You know, everything don't pay like it weigh. Everything ain't good as it look. It's the show business. You know what I'm saying? And so at the same time, with all those things on the line, and you choose yourself, I can't never blame you for that. And all these media guys just saying, leave it all on the line for hip hop. See, these guys here grew up in hip hop. I'm talking about a lot of these individuals are privileged souls. They had deals at 17 and 16. They don't even know what it's like to have saved your life by way of this. And now you've become a better man. So you got to ignore the rhetoric. You got to be calculated and ignore the rhetoric. And I think it's unfortunate that you'll hear these dudes from the stands. From the same hip hop that done them wrong. put it all on the line for hip hop. Go all the way for hip hop. Ruin your sanity for hip hop. Disturb your peace for hip hop. These niggas will tell you do all that and they'll leave you like they did G Dep. Hip hop don't help pay no bills. I hear Fat Joe and them hollering from the stands. Yo, we got to figure something out about this thing. We got to put some money to the side about this hip hop thing. Ain't nobody paying attention. With all due respect, I love hip hop. I grew up in hip hop. I am hip hop. This ain't one of them stories from the outside critiquing. I'm telling you from the inside of the house, the roof is leaking. Right? So when you say leave it all on the field, Cole, disturb your peace, disturb your mental, disturb everything for hip hop, one has to question, where was hip hop for Roxanne Shanté? What about Craig Mack? Some people that made significant contributions to hip hop, where was it at for Lord Infamous? It's unfortunate because there's a few select voices in media that now that they're on the bench, they forgot what it was like to leave it all on the court. So much so that some people leave injured. When you left injured on the court, sometimes they'll call it from the injury. His career's done. From the court. You still on the court. A doctor ain't even looked at it. They don't give a damn about none but leaving it on the court. But it's easy to say that from the bench. It's unfortunate you say that, especially under the guys that, yo, I'm one of the guys that left it all on the court. So if you left it all on the court, you know one thing. I want to do everything but get injured. You asking me to damage my mental. You want me to have a brain injury. Because clearly I'm not down for the fight. Now, I agree. You don't take those shots unless they were for Aubrey. That's in my opinion. That's in my opinion. Wasn't prepared for Kendrick. On the competitive side of hip hop, there's always a notion that the South isn't war ready. So I think the South took a hit as it pertains to that. You know, with J. Cole's antics and the pulling of the song, the coming out with the song, the coming out with the apology. But again, we stand firm on You need to always do what's best for you. I mean, I don't think he has the ability to exist in the chaos that come along with a real rap beef with another powerful entity. I think if he's punching down and it's clear that he's the winner, it looks different. But this is high stakes. This is Royal Rumble. I explained to y'all earlier. Everyone in the ring at this point is turned to Drake. We're going to get him out of the ring and then we'll squabble for it after that. But this now becomes the kind of match that Cole has now been thrown out of the ring. He ain't thrown out of the league, but this particular match, this Royal Rumble, this thing here where King is either going to be crowned or Undertaker going to win another WrestleMania. Right? And so that's in my opinion, what we're looking at. But it's always a narrative that the South isn't war ready. And so, again, hip-hop is competitive, you know, and sometimes you have to deal with that. I don't think it kills J. Cole's career. I think it damaged the integrity of the brand. And, yeah, and that's that. But that's my take on the J. Cole apology. Couple reactions to some reactions. Let's go on. I want to speak about the Meek Mill and Wale, and then we'll get out of here. So, Meek Mill and Wale is having an issue. For those unaware, WrestleMania was in Philadelphia. Meek Mill and Wale are both former artists of Rick Ross' label, MMG, and supposed.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family. or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected. Whether you're at home or on the go, you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. Connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G4U.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Friends in the industry. This industry is a weird place anyway, man. I think when you're running the real ones in this industry, you got to lock those in and appreciate those relationships, because everything is so fickle and it's so based around power dynamics that it's starting to be nasty out there. Now, for those guys being label mates, Wale took a picture with someone that Meek Mill clearly has an issue with. I think his name is Dean. He's been on Academics show exposing Meek Mill. He was one of his guys. I'm not sure what he really said on Academic show. I know him even going on the show. It just puts everything in a very weird place, right? Being someone that grew up with him, going to someone who's clearly exploiting you guys. He's exploiting street dudes. I think that's nasty. It's kind of nasty work. But it's self-interest that's ringing. It's like, yo, it's a platform. I got something for sale. I'm hustling. Dude, don't, right? It's like, man, you got to weigh this shit. We'll get to that a little later. But I'm going to deal with Meek Mill and Wale. Some people say that Meek is overreacting because it's WrestleMania. It's in Philly. What you expect? Like, dudes can pull up on dudes. And I kind of understand that. But then I say, yo, the picture isn't innocent. This isn't an innocent picture. This says something, even if it's from the other guy's position. You know what I'm saying? You're helping them say something when they're saying these things about me, man. And I think that they know that. I don't think that their thoughts is absent of that. I think that people can say, yo, I'm going to stay out of it. Like Wale said, Wale like, yo, y'all brothers, y'all got a little beef. I'm staying out of that. I don't know if he need to choose sides. But I'm not sure if he needs to pose for a picture this early in the conflict, right? I think the posing of the picture this early in the conflict, it comes off as some kind of signal, some kind of symbol to Meek Mill that, yo, I'm loud and clear, like I'm on the other side of this thing. Even though it's 7 years after, like I ain't forgot, like we ain't never really been straight like that. Whatever that's worth, that's worth. I want to deal with the individuals in the culture or in the world. There's just people that's of high value, that's earners in the world, the people that's making money and the top percent of the families. I think everybody needs to be paying attention right now to what's taking place as it pertains to the media. And not only the media, but the culture, because I ain't going to be able to put everything on the media. The culture's reactive to this kind of thing. I think it's important for people with money to really understand how to navigate opportunity for the wolves and the people that's around them. Because a lot of people are on your team, but opportunity is what keeps them in line. There's people on the bench of the team that when we won the championship, when the pitcher come, they standing way over here with their hand on the trophy. They just want in the picture. Them the niggas that don't, them the niggas right there. That ain't really got a lot to do with it, and they in the picture, but they in on the team, but they just them niggas right there, they come by the nigga in the ass. Whoever holds that trophy at the end, there's some resentment from somewhere on the team, and that's unfortunate because it's supposed to be a community effort, but there's people that want the position that you hold, and that's just how this game works. And so I say that to say the main character has to be careful. It's so easy to get main character syndrome. You got to be careful when you hold the trophy and it's a team game. Because rap is a team game. Even though you make all the music, when these rappers come from the hood, they living off image. There's certain things that happen in the backdrop that lends itself to the credibility that makes those raps penetrate the airwaves and the ghettos of America. There's a weird attachment to credibility and creation, in particular in rap music, that I think needs to be highlighted when you speak about these things. And it's a collaborative effort because a lot of times rappers have to be verified to be able to pop that kind of shit. And a lot of times how you get verified, you can sneak by if a lot of niggas around you verify. That's how they sneak by. They sneak in with a bunch of real niggas and they sneak by. That's what you got to kind of understand, that in the rap world, it's so important to be verified. Let's get back to the trophy analogy and let's deal with the main character need to be aware and cognizant not to disconnect from the other people on the team, even though he is the main component. He is the engine, but you also need brakes. You also need a seatbelt. If hit the fan and somebody hit you. You dig what I'm saying? You have to remember that this is a system that you're working in and not disconnect and get that main character syndrome. And this is for all of us to understand is working these high-powered positions, because what happens is, in all reality, we're extremely lucky individuals to be able to speak for a living, or we're in a very strange place and strange position that we need to actually appreciate. And we have a certain power that go along with us being us, right? And we're able to change things and help people. It's like, yo, tap into that and do the right thing. What tends to happen with the star point guard or the star running back or the star quarterback or the star goalie, what tends to happen is you get the main character syndrome and you deserve more, right? Because you are a main component. So you deserve more of the pie. When the pie comes in, your slice does need to be a bit bigger. But you're wrong if you think you've done it all alone, because nothing big is done alone. Nothing. There's nothing that's big that's done alone. And when you have a career where you sold millions of records, it's important for you to understand the cogs that go into making that successful. It's much more than talent on the table. And so even when you hit me on Big Facts and you hear me speak about media and building media up, I know I have to be a little more clear. Right. And that's why I like podcasting with earphones more, so I can hear what I'm saying and how I'm sounding. When I say build media up, what I'm speaking about is there is no value in someone speaking on your behalf after they've put all their blood, sweat and tears building their platform up. Right. There is no value in that. There is value in contributing to your narrative when you've helped someone build their platform up. Once they've already built it up, they make more money going at you. But I'm saying, as a strategic man in business, understand what your moves need to be and know how to position yourself in a way that's effective. Nothing big is done alone. In fact, alone you can do nothing big. Success is a potluck. You may be bringing the most important dish, but if nobody else shows up with nothing, then this ain't a feast. This ain't enough to feed a family. And what you're looking for is something big. And so nothing big is done alone. And so with the Meek Mill scenario, I ask myself, can you turn your homeboys into haters? Like, can you turn them into haters? Because that's kind of a lot of people's position on things. It's like, yo, he turned me to a hater. It's rough to try to understand that. But I do understand how opportunity keeps people in position and keeps people in line. But success is like a potluck, right? Where everybody does bring a dish. And what you're dealing with in real time, especially now with social media and some of these outlets, you're dealing with people in the corner saying, and they done took three plates. They didn't bring none but the drinks. Them folk done took three plates out the, right? You know how in the cookouts they be in the corners. Man, did you see Sharon? Sharon didn't bring none but some plates, man. Yeah, Sharon done went to the car, put six plates in the car. I think she took the rest of that ham. You know, this is how it is in the South when these things are happening. And so I get back to my original question. Can you turn your homeboys into a hater? So that question then presents you with a new question. How do you do that? Well, my position on that is money brings attention. The attention that comes with money, some people have good intention, some people have bad intention, right? It brings attention. You better take notice to intention. So the attention that it brings a lot of people around you. What'll happen is you'll have your homeboy next to you and you don't leave him nothing else to do but hate on you. See, you got a bunch of people around you for no reason. That's why I don't be having a whole bunch of niggas around me. What else they gonna do but hate on me? They don't know how to set the camera up. They don't know how to do nothing with the computer. They ain't editing photos. They don't know how to run social media hashtags, book guests, deal with emails, deal with meetings. They don't know. What'll happen is some of these spots you go in, say I go in ESPN, the homeboy got to stay out. So it may look like he living the life to y'all, but he close enough to me to see the love I'm truly getting. Now, it is important that I understand that he this close to me. Anything that's close to you, you got to take care of it. It's a symbolism of your whole operation. So what else position I put you in? What else I leave you to do but hate on me? You don't got to protect me. I protect myself. You don't take the pictures, you don't edit, you don't take the emails, you don't. So when you're around me, what else I'm leaving you to do? Every man around me should have a job, a duty, something that they doing to contribute to this overall thing. If not, I'm leaving room for you to keep paying attention to mine. I want all of us to bring something to the potluck, not just keep taking something from the potluck. You dig what I'm saying? And again, I don't know Meek's scenario and what he did or didn't do. I'm telling you that this is my framework of this whole shit. You got to be careful on both sides not to catch that main character syndrome and also not to have around you for no reason. The people you do have around you, really empower them and try to put them in position because it will help you in the long run. I go back to that trophy analogy. It's like, yo, what is a boxer without his trainers? And so you look at Wale's response to Meek. One thing about Wale, his responses and his interactions don't really fuel the blogs in the same way, right? I think because he ain't really salacious. He kind of give that cold energy a little bit. Not that he'll apologize, but it's like he's really brand conscious. He's been told that you can't do certain things or you can't say certain things, like it hurts you. You know what I'm saying? I feel as though someone has put him in a position to be notified that, yo, these things don't work in your favor when you do these things. You took a certain way. You looked at a certain way. Let's kind of ride that wave and continue to make the money and let people think whatever they want to think about you. You know, I was looking at Cassinette, and that's what I know that people are pulled into these corner office or these brand meetings or the executive meetings where they've been told that, yo, there's certain things that we can't stand by. When I see Cassinette and Aiden Ross run into each other in Jamaica and Cassinette has to tell his team, do not put Aiden Ross on camera. Now, what that tells me is Cassinette has been directed that, yo, you can't work with Aiden Ross. Now, as Twitch being a partner of Casinet, I'm not sure how comfortable I am with that, because think about this. If you guys are not paying a substantial amount of money, what kind of money is he missing with Aiden Ross? Now, granted, Aiden Ross has done some dumb things. He has rolled out some ridiculous rhetoric on his stream and done some things that I think is against all community guidelines, right? I think he showed some stuff on there that you just can't do. He did some things that you just can't do. And so maintaining order on your platform, I'm not interested in altering your ability to do that. I'm more interested in the meetings that may be taking place with Casinet that's directing him that, yo, you cannot have this guy on our platform. Now, where did Aiden Ross go wrong? Not only did he do some dumb things on Twitch, he also went and birthed their competitor that's actually taking up a little bit of the market share. And so they're not only looking at a streamer over there with Aiden Ross, that is actually our competitor in real time. They're running alongside us. And so with our viewer, I think there's an easy viewer to convert. The Twitch to Kick viewer, I think it's comparable to the Apple Music to Spotify listener, right? Once you get them addicted to DSPs, now it's about just getting them on yours instead of the other one. I think whatever meeting is being had with Casinet is probably under the guise of maintaining order. Now, for me, that gets interesting because that's a wide net that you can cast. I mean, this time it may make sense with Aiden Ross. You say, yo, he's did some things that just we can't stand by. Not only that, he's at the head of one of our rival companies. And so we would like for him not to be on stream. But what else is it being told that's quote unquote maintaining order, and how far can they really go with that? I think that's an interesting conversation to get into with Casinet, and it was on his mind in real time. He ran into Aiden. Hey, do not let him on the stream. Dog, is there any brand opportunities outside of Twitch with Aiden? Is Twitch really involved with Casinet in a way where he's really making that amount of money that will affect his life if he just says, he's like a regular person out in the street. Now, Aiden has asked Casinet to say something about getting him back on Twitch. I'm not sure I'm interested in Casinet doing that. I mean, we know these relationships are very interesting relationships as it pertains to these industry relationships. So, I mean, you buy each other cars and things like that, but I don't think it's really like it looks, right? So Casinet is protecting his brand and his business. Like, yo, it's clear they don't want you on. Why am I going to throw my weight around just to get you on to a company that's you're rivaling? That's like, yo, that's a bad business position. And why would you put me in that position as my friend? Like, as Aiden Ross, why would you ask Casinet to go to Twitch and try to, like, demand that they bring you back on, knowing you literally started a rival company? You got to stay on your own. Now, I do believe that Casinet can fight for, yo, Aiden should be able to get on my stream. Like, you dig? Like, I would like some clarification on what the stance is about that if I'm Casinet. Like, and how loose is that? How many people can y'all do that for? And what is that? Why is that? Right? I think that's an interesting conversation. But you got to get into the weeds of this. Is Casinet being controlled by Twitch and Amazon? Or is Aiden just had positioned himself in a way where you're a rival company now and it's just business? But what if Kai want to go do a brand deal with him? Like, let's just say that State got $2 million a month for them dudes to create content. Is there any conflict in that? Like, I just think this is a great conversation. Like, we'll look into that on our next one. I really love y'all. I appreciate y'all. It's Up There Podcast. You know what to do. Hit this like button, hit the share button, hit the subscribe button, hit one of these boxes at the end. You know exactly how the bell go, man. The biggest in the game. I love y'all. Subscribe. Shout out to y'all. Let's go.
Thanks for watching this clip from It's Up There Podcast. To see the rest of the interview, click one of the boxes on the screen. Also, join Discord and Patreon to be in our community.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends. Or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.